This morning on WCHL, the Colonial Inn in Hillsboro stays.
It's part of my past and my experience, just like probably most people here.
Art Pope resigns.
The state has a real problem looking ahead to what's going to happen with next year's budget. We know that there's going to be a hole in the budget of between $800 million and $1 billion.
Two more cases of rabies are reported in Orange County. And a conservative poll shows Speaker Tom Tillis back in the lead against Senator Kay Hagan if the two were to go head-to-head today. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, we head to the opposite side of the ball today, previewing UNC's offense on the gridiron. And
don't look now, but Major League Soccer is catching on in this country.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. We have 67 degrees right now. We look for partly sunny skies today. Not quite as hot. High today in the upper 80s. And not much of a chance of rain. The usual chance of rain late in the day, but nothing really to worry about this morning. After one member recused himself, the Hillsboro Historic District Commission unanimously denied the Colonial Inn's owner the approval he sought to demolish the building. Citizen opposition to losing the 176-year-old building was overwhelming at last night's cramped meeting in the tiny town barn. That was expressed by about 100 folks outside of the lawn, too. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
I grew up in Hillsboro, and I grew up going to the inn, the Colonial Inn, on Sundays for dinner. And I had my wedding reception at the Colonial Inn. I've been to Christmas parties and retirement parties, and it's a part of my past and my experience, just like probably most people here.
That's Kay Stagner. These days, she and her family live in Eflin, but they regularly visit Hillsboro for shopping and dining. On Wednesday evening, Kay and her 13-year-old daughter Hannah sat together on a blanket on the lawn of Hillsboro's town hall to join a demonstration of around 100 people opposed to the demolition of the Colonial Inn at 153 West King Street. Some of the young children running and playing on the lawn were even dressed in 19th-century style clothes for the occasion. The rally began an hour before a meeting in the town barn where members of the Historic District Commission would decide whether the dilapidated building would be spared against the current owner's wishes. Hillsboro insurance broker Chip Millard organized the rally quickly on Facebook.
Well, I saw, I want to say on your website, an article where there was a certificate of appropriateness to tear the Colonial Inn down. Mm-hmm. And, I've been following this story for the last 12 years, and it's made me very mad.
Right before the 7 p.m. meeting started, Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens greeted the ralliers with a bullhorn.
As a town board member, and I think I speak for the entire town board, we do have tremendous confidence in the ability of our Historic District Commission.
Inside the town barn, there's only enough room for about 20 to 30 spectators, and it was packed. Some of the citizens who were there to speak against Colonial Inn owner Francis Henry's application to tear the building down were actually called in from outside when it was their turn. With the exception of Henry, who purchased the inn 13 years ago, nobody spoke up for his request. Citizens have long complained about the rundown condition of the building since Henry bought it, and the town of Hillsboro has taken several actions against him for noncompliance with repair orders. Henry spoke first at Wednesday's meeting. After requesting that a TV camera be moved to the other side of the room, away from him, and asking Hillsboro planner Stephanie Trueblood to explain the evening's proceedings to him, Henry said that he was only asking for the right to demolish the Colonial Inn. That didn't mean he would actually do it, he said. He framed it as a matter of principle.
This application is based on the belief that I have that a homeowner has certain rights. Always believe that.
18 people stepped up to the podium to express their disagreement with Henry's position. One of them was Hillsboro District Commission Chair Mark Bell, who had recused himself from deliberating and voting on the Colonial Inn matter because he'd been involved in 4 out of 6 unsuccessful offers that he knew of to buy the Colonial Inn from Henry. Bell, like others, insisted that the rundown building is, quote, redeemable.
I encourage the HDC to deny the application to demolish this historic structure. Grassy lot means nothing to Hillsboro, but the preservation of the Colonial Inn means everything.
The remaining 4 voting members of the commission agreed. Henry's application was denied unanimously. Members said that Henry had failed to find a viable alternative to demolition. For more on this story, you can find it on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina lawmakers are looking to return to Raleigh next week to take up some pending legislation, but a key House leader says House and Senate Republicans have agreed on nothing to consider so far. Representative Paul Stamm, Republican of Wake, said yesterday that all House members should be prepared to return August 14th, but he had a little additional information. Stamm made those comments while presiding over a skeleton floor meeting of the chamber to keep this year's work session going in keeping with the state constitution. A half dozen House members attended. The House and Senate left town last week after passing a budget adjustment bill, usually a sign that the annual session officially would soon end. The two chambers failed to agree on a work schedule for the rest of the year, so the session continues. House Republicans want to finalize several pieces of legislation with the Senate next week, including a procedure to clean up coal ash at Duke Energy sites statewide, but Senate Republicans would prefer to stay away until mid-November. That's when the Senate and House had tentatively agreed to work out differences on Medicaid overhaul legislation. Both the Senate and the House are controlled by Republicans, and they can't agree with each other. Authorities have identified a body recovered from the Pig River as that of a North Carolina man who had been reported missing. Virginia State Police spokeswoman Corrine Geller says the Office of the Medical Examiner in Roanoke confirmed that the body is that of 44-year-old Jason W. Fuller of Carrboro. Geller says foul play is not suspected. State and local police began searching for Fuller on Sunday night after his vehicle was found abandoned in a remote area of Pennsylvania County near the community of Sandy Level. Search teams found Fuller's body around 6 p.m. Monday. Geller says the Carrboro Police Department had reported Fuller missing. He was last seen July 31st. Carrboro Police Captain Chris Atak says the Carrboro Police Department was first notified of Fuller being missing on August 1st. He says officers checked for possible leads but didn't come up with any. At that time, Fuller's name was entered into a national missing persons database. Atak says Virginia State Police found Fuller's car, which led them to believe he was in the area, and later his body was found. Corporal Atak says Carrboro Police is not actively involved in this investigation, but will provide the Virginia State Police Department with any information necessary. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
6:15 at WCHL. North Carolina State Budget Director Art Pope is leaving his position after taking the legislature through two budget cycles under the leadership of Republican Governor Pat McCrory. Governor McCrory made the announcement on Wednesday at a press conference, naming Raleigh Banking Executive Lee Roberts as his successor, effective sometime in the first week of September. The governor told the media that Pope agreed to 1 year as budget director when he signed on. However, Governor McCrory asked him to stay through the end of this short session to develop another budget, which the governor says he will soon sign. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Democratic State Representative Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill for his reaction to Art Pope's resignation.
Well, the state has a real problem looking ahead to what's going to happen with next year's budget. We know that there's going to be a hole in the budget of between $800 million and $1 billion. So whoever the budget director is for the governor has a challenge in front of them of just figuring out how to patch up that hole. But the bigger challenge is that the legislature doesn't seem to care what the governor thinks about the budget. And I think the governor may be looking for a different way to have a little traction with my colleagues in the legislature.
How big of an impact would you say Art Pope himself made on the budget both this year and last?
Well, you know, we heard often that anything that was going to go to the governor had to go through Art Pope. So he was at the very least a gatekeeper for negotiations between the legislature and the governor. I think, you know, what's probably a little bit more concerning is we know that Art Pope was a major person in terms of impacting campaigns, not just for the governor, but for many, many legislators. And so when you have someone who is one of the largest campaign donors and is also then setting major fiscal policy, makes you wonder whether some of the people who are legislators that have taken money from him or from his organizations are really independent in their thinking about the budget and how much they really have to kowtow to him.
And that presumably is not going to change. We're speaking with Representative Greg Meyer, by the way, and I know a lot of people, especially on the left, who really don't like Art Pope might be initially happy with this news, but the fact that he's stepping down as budget director doesn't mean he's necessarily leaving politics, which gets back to the point you just made.
Right. So, I mean, I saw one quote on Twitter that said someone said they didn't know if they should feel relieved or scared, because certainly he's not leaving the political scene. And given that we're moving into election season, I would assume that someone who spent as much time impacting elections over the last few years as Art Pope has will get right back to that this fall. You know, we're really hopeful that Democrats can pick up some seats in the legislature, and his efforts to coordinate campaigns with financial backers will make things more difficult for anybody who wants to support Democrats.
Representative Greg Meyer speaking to us via telephone. And finally, just looking ahead to the November elections and really beyond that to next year, with or without Art Pope, Democrats are going to have to come up with a budget plan for next year. So what are you looking for in terms of generating ideas for the budget for next year that might make an impact on the final outcome? And does Art Pope being there or not being there make a difference in what Democrats are planning for next year?
Well, I think that our message is going to remain the same, which is that the people of North Carolina believe that it's important to make investments in certain state services, education being foremost, and that the Republican tax giveaways from last year, which really were the pet project of Art Pope and people that he supported, that those have given far too much money to corporations and to millionaires, and that Democrats feel like we need to rebalance the tax scales and have the types of surpluses that every other state around us has to make continuing investments in education and other important services, healthcare, things that people rely upon.
Once again, that is Representative Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill speaking with Aaron Keck about the resignation of Art Pope, the state budget director. 6:20 at WCHL. Quickly here, your traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And not a lot of traffic out there right now, but the situation will change in just a little while here. Traffic will pick up as usual. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic coming up in about a half an hour on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. room, 919-9678-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL and become a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace has the best-tasting fountain drinks in town with their famous Chewy Ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents at Cruiser's. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. I'm Rod Stutz, and it is feeling pretty good this morning out there, really, 67 degrees. And we look for a high today of about 88 degrees and partly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 80s. Temperatures cranking down a little bit more. If you haven't been to the Carolina Inn to eat, you owe it to yourself. It is a real treat. If you've never experienced it, it is Chapel Hill's favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And people come from all over to eat at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. The UCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Sports now. The trademark of the number 23, number North Carolina football team has become the warp speed, no-huddle offense of head coach Larry Fedora. With two accomplished quarterbacks and a plethora of playmakers at UNC's disposal, Keenan Stadium ought to be filled with plenty of offensive fireworks this fall. Numbers will be high on the scoreboard. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Former Mr. Football of the state of Ohio, redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky, has embodied the competition-based culture at Carolina since the moment the offseason began in 2014. Coach Fedora has made it clear that much like the raging quarterback battle, all positions are up for grabs. Trubisky, embroiled in a fight for the starting job with junior Marquise Williams, says he's impressed with every aspect of the offense.
The guys up front, they've really grown a lot since spring, all the way across the board, from left tackle to right tackle. All those guys have improved tremendously. And as a quarterback, it's really great to see that. And the receivers, we got a lot of weapons on the outside. And, of course, we got all the running backs for the dog pound. And we're going to have a special offense, hopefully, this year. So it's good to see us come along.
With tight end Eric Ebron set to play on Sundays rather than Saturdays this fall, the onus now falls on senior Jack Tabb. But Tabb says he's excited for the challenge and is embracing the opportunity to impart his knowledge and experience to the underclassmen.
I'm just excited to play. That's all there is to it. It feels good. I mean, I've been here for a long time, been through a couple coaches. I learned a lot over the years, so it's good to be able to teach the young kids how to be the best and how to work to be the best.
Sophomore wide receiver Ryan Switzer has made it blatantly clear that he aims to top his achievements from his freshman campaign. One of his stated goals is extraordinary lofty, to win the Heisman Trophy. But Coach Fedora says he has no problems with Switzer dreaming big. He says he hopes the coaching staff can help all the Tar Heel players live out their dreams.
It's okay. I got no problem with that. I mean, that's his dream. I mean, that's one of his goals. He told me that before he came here. You know, one was to be an All-American. One was to win a Heisman Trophy. So I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's the kids' goals. If you talked personally with any of these kids and talked to them about their goals, you're going to find out that their expectations are very high for themselves, and they should be. I mean, that's what we want. You know, our goal as a staff is to help them reach their dreams and goals, whatever they may be.
Although Switzer has been lobbying to join forces with running back TJ Logan on the kickoff return team, Coach Fedora remains undecided on that prospect. But the Carolina skipper is busy preparing for how opponents are set to combat Switzer on punt returns.
All their eyes are going to be on him. I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what teams do, you know, in those situations when he's back there. What are they going to do? Are they going to punt away from him? They're going to, you know, rugby punt it out of bounds. I mean, there's a lot of different things they could do. You know, so we'll tinker with some different things. We may have two return men back there in certain situations. You know, we could do a lot of different things. And so it's for me, it's just been trying to figure out what teams it will do against us and then have an answer for that.
As for that widely publicized quarterback duel, Coach Fedora alludes to the fact that Williams has always maintained a slight edge over Trubisky, if nothing else, but for the experience factor.
Marquise was ahead of him, you know, going into coming out of spring ball. And a lot of that is just because Marquise has been around here and he's experienced. He's got quite a bit of game reps under his belt. He's won some football games, taken us to a bowl game and all those things. So, you know, Marquise, it's a little more natural for him right now. And Mitch has to be a lot more conscious to do it.
I tell you, both of these guys make each other better. The competition is something else. The two remain close friends through it all. There's no question Trubisky has been preparing, much like Marquise did a year ago, to marshal the Tar Heel offense on Saturdays. There's more of this story on our website at chapelbrew.com. You'll also hear it next hour on WCHL from Matt Oaks. I'm Rod Stutz. It is 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. No sooner did the story of the Russian password hackers break than CBS's Jeff Pagaz got word of yet another cybercrime.
The personal and financial information of thousands of government workers could now be at risk
because of a cyber attack on the private company that runs background checks on federal employees. And I think the question that haunts a lot of us is, how long will it be before they start breaking into banks on a regular basis? Until the day comes when you log on to your online account and suddenly find a balance of zero. More after this from Charlie.
The American dream. It's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you. There's an old saying, expect the unexpected. Wise words, like suddenly remembering you left your garage door open when you're halfway to work. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. So be prepared for the unexpected. Learn more and find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
We are still not being given details of the reported theft by Russian hackers of 1 billion usernames, passwords, and email addresses, but we've been told it involves at least some Fortune 500 companies, the clear implication being that a significant number of individual bank accounts could be hacked. These revelations are coming from private computer security companies who are clearly worried about disclosing too much, but CBS's Jeff Pagaz was able to get some informed speculation from cybercrime specialist Jim Lewis.
420,000 website. What does that tell you?
What it tells me is that the hackers found a vulnerability, and then they crawled around on the internet looking for places using that database software and took everything out.
And so again, we are all being asked to change our passwords, but you know this won't be the last time. And you get the feeling that this technology we all now depend on has a fundamental flaw.
So I do online banking, right? But when you do it, you have to realize maybe some guy named Igor is also watching what I'm up to, and that's a risk we all have to take.
Well, I'm glad he can smile about it. He must be imagining what it'll be like when they finally track down this Igor.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
Just give me back my passwords. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Here's a riddle for you. When can you enjoy a round of golf without playing golf? When you sponsor Cornucopia Cancer Support Center's 10th annual golf tourney. Join Honorary Chair Eric Montross and presenting sponsor Webb Wrights on September 29th at Briar Creek Country Club. Become a sponsor today. Whole sponsorships are only $150. See more at cancersupport4u.org or call 919-401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
In his third year of running the sidelines, Coach Fedora has his Tar Heels ready for battle in the ACC.
Switzer's free at the 35. He's at midfield. Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
Catch every snap of Carolina football right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. It is 6:30 at WCHL, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 66 this morning in Carrboro, and 66 also in Hillsboro this morning. Partly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Boy, it was heated up last night in Hillsboro for a different reason altogether. Colonial Inn will not be torn down. More on that story coming up in just a couple of minutes here. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the middle 80s. Looking ahead a little bit to Friday night, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. You might know it. Big chance of rain with a weekend coming up. On Saturday, an 80% chance of rain with a high in the low 70s. Are you kidding me? Low 70s for the weekend?
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. For Russians, supermarket shelves might be a bit more empty. Beef plus fish and fruits and vegetables from the U.S. will not be available. Russia banning those imports from this country after Western sanctions were imposed, sanctions linked to the Ukraine crisis.
Russia's also going to ban similar products from Europe, and by doing that, it's going to find it quite difficult to replace them.
Peter Morici is professor of international business at the University of Maryland. White House correspondent Major Garrett says the import ban won't have much impact over here.
Less than 1% of annual U.S. agricultural exports go from the United States to Russia. And the underlying point the administration makes in this case and has made throughout this conflict with Russia is that its economic maneuvers, meaning Russia's, will only cause more pain in Russia than they will on the global stage.
And there's word from Russia that former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden has received a 3-year residential permit. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Kind of cool this morning, and our high today in the upper 80s with a lot of sunshine. By the way, I'm Ron Stutz. After one member recused himself, the Hillsboro Historic District Commission unanimously denied the Colonial Land's owner the approval he was looking for to demolish the building. Citizen opposition to losing the 176-year-old structure was overwhelming last night at the cramped meeting in the town barn, and that was expressed by about 100 folks outside of the lawn as well. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on last night's big meeting.
I grew up in Hillsboro, and I grew up going to the inn, the Colonial Inn, on Sundays for dinner, and I had my wedding reception at the Colonial Inn. I've been to Christmas parties and retirement parties, and it's a part of my past and my experience, just like probably most people here.
That's Kay Stagner. These days, she and her family live in Eflin, but they regularly visit Hillsboro for shopping and dining. On Wednesday evening, Kay and her 13-year-old daughter Hannah sat together on a blanket on the lawn of Hillsboro's town hall to join a demonstration of around 100 people opposed to the demolition of the Colonial Inn at 153 West King Street. Some of the young children running and playing on the lawn were even dressed in 19th century style clothes for the occasion. The rally began an hour before a meeting in the town barn where members of the Historic District Commission would decide whether the dilapidated building would be spared against the current owner's wishes. Hillsboro insurance broker Chip Millard organized the rally quickly on Facebook.
Well, I saw, I want to say on your website, an article where there was a certificate of appropriateness to tear the Colonial Inn down. And, you know, I've been following this story for the last 12 years, and it's made me very mad.
Right before the 7 p.m. meeting started, Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens greeted the ralliers with a bullhorn.
As a town board member, and I think I speak for the entire town board, we do have tremendous confidence in the ability of our Historic District Commission.
Inside the town barn, there's only enough room for about 20 to 30 spectators, and it was packed. Some of the citizens who were there to speak against Colonial Inn owner Francis Henry's application to tear the building down were actually called in from outside when it was their turn. With the exception of Henry, who purchased the inn 13 years ago, nobody spoke up for his request. Citizens have long complained about the rundown condition of the building since Henry bought it, and the town of Hillsboro has taken several actions against him for noncompliance with repair orders. Henry spoke first at Wednesday's meeting, after requesting that a TV camera be moved to the other side of the room, away from him, and asking Hillsboro planner Stephanie Trueblood to explain the evening's proceedings to him. Henry said that he was only asking for the right to demolish the Colonial Inn. That didn't mean he would actually do it, he said. He framed it as a matter of principle.
This application is based on the belief that I have that a homeowner
have certain rights. Always believe that.
18 people stepped up to the podium to express their disagreement with Henry's position. One of them was Hillsborough District Commission Chair Mark Bell, who had recused himself from deliberating and voting on the Colonial Inn matter because he had been involved in 4 out of 6 unsuccessful offers that he knew of to buy the Colonial Inn from Henry. Bell, like others, insisted that the rundown building is, quote, redeemable.
I encourage the HDC to deny the application to demolish this historic structure. Grassy lot means nothing to Hillsborough, but the preservation of the Colonial Inn means everything.
The remaining 4 voting members of the commission agreed. Henry's application was denied unanimously. Members said that Henry had failed to find a viable alternative to demolition. For more on this story, you can find it on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So the bottom line is they may not have been able to force him to do anything to fix the Colonial Inn over all these years, but they're saying they won't allow him to tear it down. The North Carolina State Laboratory of Public Health reports that Orange County Animal Services has encountered 2 more positive tests for rabies, bringing the total number of positive tests for this year in Orange County to 17. The last 2 reported cases involved a fox and a bat. Director of Orange County Animal Services Bob Morado described both incidents, beginning with the first incident that took place on Saturday, August 2nd, when a Carrboro resident's pet duck was being attacked by a gray fox.
The fox attacked the duck. The owners separated the fox from the duck with a garden implement. After chasing the fox away, we have surmised that the fox was hit and killed by a car.
A different resident contacted Animal Services the following day, which is where Animal Services believes it was the same fox. On Sunday, a Carrboro resident found a dying bat on the ground near her home as she was taking her dog for a walk.
The dog found a bat on the ground and approached the bat, may have nosed the bat. The bat was still alive. The bat apparently showed its fangs to the dog as the dog was near the bat. That bat tested positive, as did the fox.
Morado encourages residents of Carrboro and the rest of Orange County to keep their pets' rabies vaccines as up-to-date as possible.
We often stress the importance of vaccinating our pets, as we should, and keeping them currently vaccinated. Also ensure that if there is an exposure to rabies, that our pets receive the booster shot required by law.
On Thursday, August 14th, that's a week from today, from 3 until 5 in the afternoon, the Orange County Animal Services Center will host another low-cost rabies vaccination clinic. The center is located at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. There will be a $10 cost for rabies vaccinations, and microchips will also be available for $25. If you'd like more information, call Orange County Animal Services, or you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelborough.com. In a 2-way race, a new poll has North Carolina Speaker of the House Tom Tillis leading Senator Kay Hagan for her seat in Washington. The Civitas Institute is a conservative publication which conducted the poll July 28th and 29th. Of the 600 registered voters polled in North Carolina, Civitas President Francis DeLuca says at this time, if Senator Hagan and Speaker Tillis were to go head-to-head, the Republican would win by a tight margin.
Today we have Tillis up 45-43. That is within our margin of error for the poll, but it's a narrow Tillis lead.
In June, Civitas polled Senator Hagan with a 4-point lead. In May, Speaker Tillis was up 5 points. Wednesday, the Associated Press reported that 3 official write-in candidates have met the qualifications to appear on the November ballot. While DeLuca says smaller names may get a few votes in their hometowns when the election rolls around, right now with a 3rd bigger name, Libertarian Sean Huff, thrown into the mix, the outcome shifts a little bit.
We have Hagan at 41%, Tillis at 39%, and Hall, the Libertarian, at 7%. So Hagan has about a 2-point lead. Again, that is all within the margin of error. Our margin of error on this poll is plus or minus 4%.
Talking about the effects of having Libertarian Sean Haw in the mix, in both the 2-person and 3-person polls, Civitas has just more than 10% of the voters undecided with less than 3 months until the midterm. Left-leaning public policy polling's most recent voter survey had Hagan up 7 points in the 3-way race, with Libertarian Haw receiving 8%. To see other recent polls of the U.S. Senate race between Senator Hagan and Speaker Tillis, you can find the story on WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. In news around town this morning, come out and bike Orange County on Saturday. That's the date for Bike Fest 2014, the 19th annual Rural Heritage Tour, sponsored by the Carolina Tar Heels. The bike tour begins at the Superior Courthouse in downtown Hillsboro and travels around Orange County from there. Riders can choose from three different routes, 35 miles, 62 miles, or 100 miles if you're feeling energetic. There's also a free family-oriented fun ride that takes you on a seven-mile tour of historic sites around Hillsboro. If you'd like to ride, head to tarwheels.org and register by, well, you're supposed to register by August 4th, but that's passed, but go there and get registered as soon as you can. I suppose they'll still take your application. Space is very limited, may be full up by this time. 640 at WCHL. Coming up, today's commentary on the way from Emma Friedman.
The Kennedy Dental Group has a brand new location at 1721 East Franklin Street in the iconic WCHL building across from the Eastgate Shopping Center. With their spacious new offices, Drs. Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb are now happily accepting new patients at their convenient location with plenty of free parking. Whether a returning patient or looking for a new dentist, the Kennedy Dental Group is ready for you. Call 919-967-9291 for an appointment or go online at KennedyDentalGroup.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Are you interested in increasing safe and convenient walking and bicycling options for Carrboro's elementary and middle schools? If so, you should apply to the newly created Safe Routes to School Committee. The town is recruiting applicants for this committee with meetings scheduled to begin in 2015. For more information, please visit the Town of Carrboro's message board at townofcarrboro.org or call Kathy Wilson, town clerk, at 919-918-7309. She'll be happy to speak with you about the process.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is 642 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Emma Friedman, and I am in the 10th grade and have had the privilege of attending summer camp every year since I can remember, and some of my best memories are from camp. Unfortunately, many kids in our community don't have the resources for these activities. Their parents work one or more jobs all summer and can't afford time for summer camps or time for vacation with their children. Consequently, the children stay home watching TV, caring for younger siblings, or getting into trouble with other kids. Also, it has been proven that lack of some structured activity in the summer only exacerbates the achievement gap. As a community, it is our responsibility to give all our children the best chance they have to succeed. Please help our community children by advocating for more free or low-cost community programs, helping programs get started with space through churches and other organizations, ideas, and volunteers. I recently learned about OK, Opportunities for Kids and Youth. OK is a group mainly of women from various churches that advocates for children who do not have resources for activities over school breaks. OK encourages more affordable programs, provides some funding, recruits volunteers for programs and community organizations, and gives families information about free or scholarshiped programs. You can also be involved by joining the OK team, providing supplies, money, or volunteering. What can you do to help our community children? It takes a village. This is Emma Friedman.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Part of Carolina football's 39-17 win over Cincinnati in the Belk Bowl this past season was a first-quarter safety. Kareem Martin and Brandon Ellerbe combined to take down the Bearcat quarterback in the end zone and give the Heels a 9-0 lead, a lead Carolina never relinquished in the contest. The safety was the first for the Tar Heels in several years. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: when was the last time Carolina football picked up a safety before doing so against Cincinnati in the Belk Bowl? We'll tackle that question after this 1 minute timeout.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody loves a safety, and the Tar Heels picked one up in the Belk Bowl this past season for the first time in a long time. When was the last time Carolina football accrued a safety before Kareem Martin and Brandon Ellerby combined for one against the Bearcats? It was 2009 when Robert Quinn, now an NFL standout with the St. Louis Rams, was held in the end zone against Connecticut, which resulted in a safety. The safety occurred with just 1 minute and 32 seconds remaining in a 10-10 game that year and gave the Tar Heels the winning margin of 12-10.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
A little Tar Heel Trivia for you this morning on WCHL 646. Coming up next, we'll check in with Rand Northam and find out what's happening in traffic and what's happening on the fashion scene today.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation scaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies, and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday, and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000, or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
All right, 649 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam just walked into the studio, and you'll be pleased to know that he looks good again today. Rand, I even had a couple of listeners come into the studio yesterday and want to know what kind of shirt and tie you had on, but you were closed up in the newsroom working on something. I didn't want to disturb you.
We're going to have to start locking the door here or something.
Yeah, I know. Man. It's almost like a metallic blue, like an electric blue tie today with a checked shirt. Not everybody can pull off that look, but you can.
Well, I appreciate it. I do.
Yeah, it's bold.
My wife still hasn't seen this outfit yet today, but we'll see.
She might say, Rand, that's rather bold. But on you, it looks good.
Well, if I get your approval, then I guess we're all good.
Yeah, remember, I'm the one that wears the flowered shirt, so you can't really base anything on that. Don't let that be your standard, for heaven's sake. Well, anyway, traffic this morning on WCHL brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound, seeing some slight delays right now between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Nothing major there. 15501 northbound and southbound between Manning and Raleigh Road, seeing some minor delays as well. NC-54 eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. These delays might just be around stoplights, really. Not too much traffic out on the roadways yet. But if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Ryan, I appreciate it.
Certainly.
And we'll see you in and out of the room all morning long.
You bet.
Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor Weather, presented by Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar. It is 67 degrees, partly sunny today, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s. And listen to this. On Saturday, an 80% chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms, and the highs in the low 70s on Saturday. Can you believe that? The weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant in Chapel Hill, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yeah, we got a few of those. Writer-producer Stan Freeberg is 88. He's pretty famous for doing radio commercials. 88 years old today. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Don Larson is 85. Pitched a perfect game in 1957. Never forget that. Don Larson, 85 years old today. Humorist Garrison Keillor, 72. Singer B.J. Thomas is 72 years old. When's the last time you heard his name? Singer Lana Cantrell, 71 years old today. Former diplomat, talk show host, and activist Alan Keyes is 64 today. Country singer Rodney Crowell is 64. Wayne Knight, the actor, 59 years old today. Alberto Salazar, the marathon runner, 56 years old today. Actor David Duchovny is 54. Actress Delaine Matthews, 53. Jazz musician Marcus Roberts turns 51. Actress Charlotte Lewis is 47. Actress Sydney Penney, 43. Actor Michael Shannon is 40. Actress Charlize Theron is 39 years old today. We got a whole bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays to do. County McClamrock. Connie McClamrock, happy birthday, dear. Hope it's a really good one for you. Jennifer Bowman has a birthday today, as does Allison Springer. Happy birthday to you both. And our birthday winner of the day, she'll get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard in Menomont. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary East Chapel Hill High School tennis coach, Lindsay Linker. Happy birthday, Lindsay. We're going to make sure you get that prize. UPS wishes you a happy birthday, and so do I. Happy birthday, Lindsay Linker, from all of us here at WCHL. All right, time for more trivia on WCHL. And who do you think of when you think of trivia?
Yep.
Immediately, the picture of Freddie Kiger's ugly mugs.
That would be correct.
Springs to mind.
Yep. They even left me out of Merriam-Webster.
Yeah. Tigger, how's it going?
It's all good. How about you?
All right.
How's your fam, man?
Doing good, man. How about yours?
It's all good. It's all good.
How's your mama and them?
Yeah. It's, mama good.
That's what people say in the South. How's your mama and them?
How's your mama and them?
Yeah. Well, I'm not making fun of people who live in the South.
No.
I am a Southerner.
We're both of us.
We both lived in North Carolina our whole lives,
and
basically.
Grew up in the country. Yeah, I won't be going home to see my mom probably the end of the month.
Yeah.
As we put it, Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, y'all come back now. You hear?
That's what your mom said last time you left. That was correct. Yeah.
Said, come on back, Freddie.
That's it. Come on back anytime.
Come on back, Freddie. I love you.
I loves you.
Well, let's.
It's almost like her slogan, and therefore, there is our segue for today.
Oh, good. Always search for one of those
slogans.
All right. I'm ready.
Everybody ready? You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
If Morton Salt uses when it rains,
it pours.
Yep. And Crest used, look, Ma.
No cavities.
Then who used takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah. If Morton Salt uses when it rains, it pours, and Crest use look my, no cavities, then who use it takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
All right.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
I would make a really smart comment here, but it might give it away, so I'm not going to do that. Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you very much. Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Libby Huff is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, and she wants you to know about the Triangle Heart Walk coming up on Sunday, September 28th.
There are two family-friendly options, 3-mile option, or you can do a 1-mile walk around the arena. Stroller-friendly, family-friendly activities.
Libby Huff is a woman on a mission, and with good reason.
I'm a heart mom, a volunteer advocate for the American Heart Association, and joined this group about 5 years ago when our older daughter suffered and fortunately survived a cardiac arrest. She was 17, student, a senior at Cedar Ridge High School, and was alone in the bathroom, and someone, male student, heard someone struggling and went to get adult help, and about 10 teachers, fortunately that day, responded with CPR, got one of the AEDs that's on campus at Cedar Ridge, and they needed to use that and were able to get a bit of a pulse back so that EMTs could take her from there to the emergency room. Most importantly, it's important not to be afraid to respond. And that's what everybody at Cedar Ridge did that day. They responded, and I attribute Natalie's survival to how the folks at Cedar Ridge responded to her.
Libby Huff has already gone way beyond her personal fundraising goal. Now she's trying to get others to get involved.
I will continue to take donations, but I'm also really interested in getting other folks out there to walk, to start their own community teams. Even if you don't want to start your own team or don't want to walk, as a business owner, as a community member, want to donate, now I have that information so that I can share it with you.
Libby says this is such a great cause.
This is a way to literally step up and help the American Heart Association. And they do so much around heart disease prevention, stroke prevention, CPR training, and it is now in the state of North Carolina a graduation requirement from high school. And so now that it's required, it takes away a lot of the fear. I want AEDs, automatic external defibrillators, everywhere. There was one in the cafeteria at our school. There are now 5 in that school. There are now AEDs in all the schools in Orange County and in all the administrative buildings. It just is really important, not just for the life of our children, but for the life of everyone, that we have these machines available to us. And they're really pretty easy to use.
Thanks to Lori Policelli, who nominated Libby Huff. You can see Libby volunteering with the Chamber of Commerce, the Visitors Bureau, and many other civic, commerce, and charitable groups all over Orange County, in addition to the Triangle Heart Walk. Thank you, Libby, for all that you do. You're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. And we promise.
I tell you what, a lot of people knew the answer to this question this morning. We're getting a lot of phone calls.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cogger is asking about slogans today. And if somebody says, takes a licking and keeps on ticking, what would they be talking about?
Timex.
The Timex watch.
I mean, you remember John, this is John Cameron Swayze.
Yeah, that's right.
Hawking Timex watches in his staccato-like style.
Yeah.
You know, the diver leaky being off the Acapulco cliffs wearing one and similar stunts like that.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Right. And according to Advertising Age's Top 100, that ad was number 40.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Number one. Memorable slogan.
Number one, you might ask?
Coke, it's a real thing?
That's a good guess. Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Think small.
Really?
Yeah, I got number one.
I don't even remember that.
Oh,
wow. I mean, I remember Volkswagen ads over the years, but
think small.
I remember Farfugnugan before I remember think small.
Enunciate clearly.
And think about that very carefully. Well. Thank you so much for.
You're so very welcome.
Bringing back the memories.
Oh, yeah. Because we both take a licking and keep on ticking,
baby. All right. And I think anybody who knew the answer to that question has taken a licking and keeping on ticking. And thank you very much for all the phone calls. Had 5 or 6 people knew the answer to that question right away. But the first one to get in here was Debbie LeMay. Ah, you can't possibly be old enough to know that, Debbie. Thank you so much, and thanks for calling. Debbie gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Partly sunny today, 67 right now. High today, 88 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The sound of soft tropical breezes has given way to the rat-tat-tat of power tools. As Hawaiians board up ahead of the approaching Hurricane Izelle.
The warning is up for the Big Island, for the middle part of the chain here over toward Oahu. There
WBZ-TV forecaster Eric Fisher tells us the Aloha State is expecting its first direct hurricane hit in more than 20 years. And while some islanders are curious...
I'm not worried, but I'm pretty anxious to see what happens.
Tourists are lamenting time lost in the sun and surf.
You come to Hawaii for the clear skies and beautiful, beautiful weather and... It's always a bit of a shock when you hear you're going to be sitting inside.
Forecaster Norman Hoy says inside would be the place to stay when the storm makes landfall later today.
We're expecting damaging wind, heavy rain, even possible coastal flooding with the storm surge from this system.
CBS's Bigad Shaban tells us about storm preparations.
Drivers lined up at area gas stations to fill up on fuel. And at local grocery stores, many of the shelves are empty with crowds of people picking up food, water, and other supplies.
The second storm, Hurricane Julio, is hot on Izelle's heels. It's expected to brush past Hawaii over the weekend. A roaring wildfire is threatening some homes in Oregon's Columbia River Gorge. Jenna Webb's family evacuated in a hurry.
It's scary. It's very scary. I grabbed my daughter's computer and some pictures. They're gone. And we've got sprinklers on the roof. Not much else you can do.
Overseas, Russia has issued a list of banned food imports from the U.S. and its allies. It's payback for Western sanctions imposed for Russia's role in the crisis in Ukraine. Farm industry spokesman Dale Moore says the Kremlin is cutting off its nose to spite its face.
The biggest losers in this are going to be the Russian consumers, who are going to be paying more for their food, not only now, but probably into the future.
Edward Snowden, the fugitive intelligence contractor wanted for exposing government secrets, will be able to stay in Russia for some time. His lawyer says he's been given a 3-year residence permit.